That was lovely.
Thanks.
Well, I listened to the album and I wasn't entirely sure when it was going to finish because I was just kind of playing almost like radio poker there, looking at you going, is it finished yet? No. You're from, now correct me if I'm wrong here, is it Louisville?
Yep, Louisville.
Louisville, great. Now, but for this album, and you've always recorded there, right? For this album, you went up to the Catskills.
Yep.
Now, we had Mercury Rev on.
Uh-huh.
And they do a lot of stuff up there in the Catskills.
Yeah, we learned that when we were up there. The guy that was the assistant engineer was friends with those guys and works with them up there.
What do you like out there? Because they came on, and I want to go there after they came
on. It was
amazing, because they really sell it to you.
It's fantastic, yeah. Well, I mean, the place we recorded was like an old mansion that they built back in the 20s that sits on top of its own mountain and overlooks like all the rest of the mountains, and it was blizzarding and snowing and we were locked in there for like a month. It's kind of like The Shining.
Yeah.
It was great.
Is that the reason why you're the only one here? You're the only one who made out alive.
I killed everybody else.
Now, I'm just doing a little bit of reading up on you. The weirdest thing that's happened to you, being attacked by cockatoos in Sydney and eating raw horses in Tokyo. Let's go with the cockatoos first. Now, they can be brutal breed of birds.
They really are. Extremely brutal.
What happened there?
Well, I was wanting a toucan. I'm a big fan of toucans. And there happened to be too many cockatoos around the toucan that I was trying to get at. And just kind of turned a little ugly.
They just turned on you.
A little bloody.
What did the toucan do there?
Do what?
What did the toucan do?
Oh, he's just chilling.
Okay.
I just wanted him.
What, did you touch him or something?
Well, I wanted to take him home.
Yeah. And I presume the cockatoos were friends of the toucan. They weren't, they weren't having any of that.
They weren't having none of that.
That's fair enough. And the raw horses in Tokyo?
Yeah, we just went to a restaurant, and our translator, just ordered us a bunch of stuff because we can't read anything. And he ordered a bunch of stuff, and we were just eating it. And we were like, what's that? And he's like, that's salmon. And we were like, what's that? And he's like, that's white yellowtail or whatever. And we're like, what's that? He's like, that's horse. But the horse was actually good. It was kind of slimy. Real slimy, but it just slid down your throat. It tasted real good.
You're from horse country, though.
Yeah, it's a sin to eat a horse in
Kentucky. Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
Now I can be at the racetrack and know what horse tastes like.
Can you go back there now if they find out you're some sort of horse eater?
I think we already spread that. We wanted everybody to know.
Oh, right, fair enough. You're in a Cameron Crowe movie.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Cameron's just a big fan of all of our other movies that we'd been in. We'd done a lot of movie work and knew he could count on seasoned veterans, seasoned professionals to really hit it out of the park.
Absolutely. What were you in? You played a band, right?
Yep.
That's got to be a bit frustrating. When you're asked to do kind of a role in a movie, you must be thinking, okay, yeah, what am I? Some sort of sports agent? Cameron Crowe, is it? Wonderful. No, I'm in a band and I'm playing a guy in a band.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was strange.
He's got a lovely touch, Cameron Crowe, isn't he?
He does. He's a master.
And lastly, before you play your second song for us, we always talk about festivals because so many of the bands that come on do the festivals and so forth. For your favourite festival, is the Bunneroo Festival, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of them.
Well, we don't know what that is. Tell us about it.
It's in Manchester, Tennessee. It's only 3 hours from our house. That's probably what we like. But no, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it just seems real free and easy. I guess, every festival has its ups and downs, but I think whenever we've gone there, either we've been in a really good mood and the crowd's been in a really good mood, like all the forces have aligned.
Yeah.
You know, to provide us with a memorable...
Horse burgers down there, or...?
No, horse burgers.
None at all.
No.
Damn it. You're going to do a cover for us by Bread, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because you told me you wanted a cover.
Yeah, but yeah. Why that specific song?
Because I wanted to do another one that had... I wanted to do another one that had a curse word in it, and they told me that wasn't good.
Okay.
Normally, I'd like to, be the rebel.
You'd like to rock out.
Eat the horse meat, but I can't do that for you guys.
Horse Murderer's Rule, I heard, was the cover you wanted to do, but
I don't know why. We need to get past this cussing thing.
Okay.
You know, it's not that big deal. It's just a word.
Well, I'll get on points of view for you and see what we can do.
Yeah, let's work on that. We both need it. Both of us. All countries.
I want a cuss.
I'm sure you do.
So, over to you. This is Jim with Make It With You.